Rock 107 WIRX.
You.
H-E-W. Let's see. Today, sunny, high of 52. Clear tonight, low of 38. Tomorrow, we got a chance for some rain, high of 63. Wednesday, more rain, high of 50.
It is cold. Cold weather.
You were talking with your family down in Missouri the other day, and it's so funny when I hear them say, oh, it's cold out right now. What is it, like 70 down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's low 70s.
It's still quite warm. But for you you hillbillies down
Young's
south,
you getting any cold weather, they said.
Is cold weather up there? You guys getting that snow up there yet? No, it's fall.
Some people
sure.
have received snow up north.
What was it? In Minnesota or was it North Dakota? Like Bismarck or something like that.
Yeah.
They had like they'd shut things down. They had so much snow.
Oh, my God.
Just crazy coming in, man.
Oh, it gives me anxiety.
It's coming. The cold, hard one of winter is on its way.
I know.
Yeah, we're ready.
I got my snow coat. I'm all ready.
You have a coat.
It's a snow coat.
It's a snow
coat. Specifically for the snow,
only
I swear.
For snow.
It's sporty. It retracts water. You know, it just rolls right off of there.
That's like
you
snow
wouldn't,
coat.
Yeah, it is
it's
a snow coat.
It's a coat, you weirdo. let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
You ever had a fake ID there, Kiki?
I have.
I knew it. I knew. I have two. So I have a fun fake ID story.
Oh, do tell.
So when I was a young man in high school, a group of us decided to go down to Florida for spring break.
Of course. That's basically every kid's story.
My dad was like, well, look, because I was younger. I wasn't 18 yet. So I didn't want to he didn't want me to miss out on doing some of the things that everyone else got to do. So he got me an ID from one of his old students, Brad, Brad and I looked very similar. So it worked out. Same height, same kind of weight, eye color, everything. So my dad got me this ID.
Right.
So I could go in.
Yeah,
and
just so you
enjoy.
Could enter in. Because a lot of the things are 18 and
18
over.
18 and up. Right. But I wasn't 18 yet at the point.
Nice.
So it was nice. You know, a little illegal, but hey. Dad's looking out for me. Didn't want me to miss out. Well, after spring break, I came back and I didn't forget that I had the ID, but it was an old ID. And so it wasn't like I needed to get back to Brad. Well, I got pulled over one time and the ID was sitting right up front of my wallet.
Oh, you hadn't put it away.
I swear to God, that cop got out of the car faster than any other cop I'd ever seen in my life. So I didn't have time
to hide it.
So cops coming up to the window, and I real quick grab my ID from the back, and then I hide my wallet, and I hand him the ID. He goes, okay, what was that other ID in your wallet there? And I was like,
Oh, my gosh.
So I had to show him my fake
Smooth
ID, which he confiscated, and then also Brad got a ticket for supplying a minor with a fake
That's
ID.
That's the worst part. When you get someone else in trouble because you weren't smooth enough to not get caught.
I ended up saying like somewhere like I stole it from him one time when he was over at the house or something like that. So I try and keep him out of it. But
Yeah,
that was my fake ID story. You had your sister's ID, didn't you?
I did.
By the way, I'm sending this air check to your mother once we're done.
She got a little toasty. She refused to give it to me. And then she got married her ID was pretty much going to be expired anyways. I waited until I took advantage of her. She was drunk and I asked her politely, Annie, give me that license. You don't
give
need
me
it.
Your ID.
Give me your ID right now. And she said, fine.
And then did you
she
go
said
use
it doesn't
it?
Even have the right last name on it anyways. I need to get a new one because she just got married.
Yeah.
So she finally gave in and just threw it at me.
And did you
I don't think
that?
She remembered giving it to me. So I did not, you know, remind her.
And you used it, right?
I did use it because I wanted one because I moved to Chicago. And right after high school.
And you wanted to go do some boozing in the Windy City?
I wanted to also make sure that I could get into stuff.
Yeah. Just like me. It's all right. You didn't do anything wrong.
Very legal.
I'm sending this to your mother.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I bring this up because a 20-year-old guy named Daniel Burleson was at a bar in Iowa City on Friday when the cops did a sweep through to check IDs. And when Daniel gave them his real ID that showed he was 20, they spotted his fake ID in his wallet, just like me.
Right.
And it wasn't just any fake ID. It was a Hawaii driver's license with the name McLovin on it.
Stop it.
With a picture of McLovin on it.
Oh, my gosh. Was it part of a Halloween costume?
No, it was not. This
he actually was using this.
This was Daniel's real fake ID. If you don't know that reference, obviously from the movie Superbad, where one of the characters gets a fake Hawaii driver's license that says the name McLovin. He said
why
he
would
ordered
you go
it.
With McLovin?
He ordered it off Amazon. You know, that's one of those ones, like, I mean, in today's culture, everyone pretty much knows McLovin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he could have just pulled it off as, you know, hey.
Or people thought it was funny and let him in because they thought it was hilarious.
But that's, who's really to blame here? Daniel, who had a pop culture reference.
Right.
Fake ID that said McLovin.
Right.
Or the bar who's like, oh yeah, this is good. You're fine.
Right, of course.
Have fun in there, McLovin. Yeah. Here comes McLovin, big tipper. It's like, I mean, come on. The bouncer should be to blame for this one. So let's see. There's his mugshot.
Oh, he looks like a funny guy. He and looks like he would have a
McLovin.
There's
the McLovin ID.
You know what, though? He's right, though. If he didn't smile, he could get away with that.
And if he threw on some glasses, it works.
Yep, it actually does work.
It's the one bartender who never saw Superbad.
Yeah.
Or the bouncer who never did.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, he was charged with possession of a fake ID, public intoxication, minor in possession of alcohol, and being in a bar while underage.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why don't you pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
What? One name? Who are you, Seal?